Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Final hour. Power hour. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos, our amazing crew, and you. The power hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. That's how you say it, John Hamm. You jerk. I love John Hamm. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. About 20 minutes from now, friend of the show, my good buddy, Sal Licata will join us. Love when Sal Licata joins You Better You Bet. I know you do as well. Sal will stop by in about 20 minutes to talk the Knicks, the NBA playoffs, and more. All our bets for tonight will close the show. I've got a nice stat for you that I will give in a few moments here, as it concerns the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we have a couple baseball topics to discuss as well in moments. I didn't know if I wanted to do this on the show today, but I am, because I have the microphone. And like Eric Cartman once famously said, I do what I want, within reason. So I'm going to do it right here for a few moments. And I want to be really careful and measured about how I say this, because I do not, and it is my intention and my goal to not come, and this is a loaded way to start something. Just hear me out. It is not my goal or intention to come across as preachy or that I'm trying to tell anybody what to do. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. That is not my intention. So please, I'm going to do everything I can to not have this come across that way. That's not what I want, how I want this to be taken. Today is my daughter's second birthday. She was born May 6th, 2 years ago. Pretty awesome. My 43rd birthday is 1 month from today. So June 6th, I will turn 43 years old. I don't have, and regret is a relative term, right? I don't have many regrets in my life. Candidly, when I think about the thing that I maybe regret the most, there was this really, really hot soccer player my freshman year of college who I definitely feel like something could have happened between me and her. And I was in a relationship at the time that was on the rocks, and I stayed in the relationship, and I really regret that because I feel like that would have really been fun. That is maybe, I don't have a lot of regrets in life. That is a tremendous regret of mine. That's a regret. And I can't really say that this is a regret, what I'm about to lay out for you, because if it had gone differently, then it wouldn't be what it is now. Part of me, though, does regret not having children earlier in life. So I spent most of my 20s and 30s, I didn't think I wanted to have a child. thought I wanted to not maybe not be single my entire life, but, you know, have the latitude and the freedom to be able to do whatever I want, right? Both with my money and with my time. And credit to my now wife, who like laid down the law pretty early on in our relationship that she really wanted to have, it was a non-negotiable for her, wanted to have kids. And as time went on, I could say like she kind of wore me down. And when we agreed to do it and then it happens, right? I was not that I didn't, because I agreed to it, right? So I'm a willing party in it. But part of me is kind of like, whoa, this is going to be a big thing in my life, obviously, a huge life-changing thing. I cannot imagine now my life without my daughter. And I think like any parent will tell, any good parent will tell you the same thing. I am an old dad. Not the oldest dad possible, but like I will be 43 next month. My daughter turns 2 today. If I have a second child, let's say like my next child is born next year, I'll be 44 when that child's born. I'm not ancient. I'm not a senior citizen. But I think, you know, once we all reach a certain age, and for some of you, you're not there yet, and that's great. You all start thinking about our collective mortality, right? Especially when you become a parent. Because it really becomes, it's no longer about you. It's about them. And I think, you know, like I'm going to be, when my daughter turns or is in her 40s, I'll be in my 80s. God willing, I'm still here. I want to be here for as long as possible for my child. It's less about me and more about her. And less about me and more about, hopefully, them when it's all said and done. Multiple children. So none of this is to say, like, you, the person watching or listening, need to have a child. You're more than capable of making your own decision and knowing what's best for you. So it's not me preaching and telling you, you should do this, and you're dumb if you don't. I don't think that at all. People can do what they want. Different decisions can be made for different people. So I guess the audience for which I am directing this towards would be someone who was like me when I'm a little younger, who thinks, I don't want to do this, but, you know, maybe. And what I would say is, taking my path isn't bad. Like, I don't think what I did is bad. I think it's awesome. I'm really happy. But if you wait as long as I waited, you're going to have those thoughts. I'm an old dad. Like, when my daughter's 10, I'll be in my early 50s. Not the worst thing in the world. I kind of wish I had done it earlier. So I just wanted to provide that perspective for people. I don't mean it to be preachy at all. Do whatever you want. God bless you. I hope you do whatever makes you happy, and I mean that. Just that these are the kinds of things that I think about as a dad to a young child in my 40s. It is the greatest gift that's ever been given. And I think about, you know, do I have the freedom necessarily once the NFL season ends? To go to, I'm making this up, go to Paris for 2 weeks. I don't have that. I can't do it. It's not possible. I mean, I could. It would just lead to my divorce. I can't take my 2-year-old to Europe for 2 weeks. I mean, I guess you could. It's not, that doesn't seem to be that feasible. So, yeah, like you give up some of your freedom. Like you can't take archery class necessarily or go to Portugal and visit Lisbon on a whim. But the love that you get from your child and that feeling that you get is indescribable. For me, doesn't have to be for you. So there you go. I hope that did not come across to me hitting you over the head and telling you what to do. But it, literally, my name's on the show, and that is one of the big thoughts that I am having today on May 6th. My lovely, beautiful, my daughter, the light of my life, her second birthday today. You Better You Bet on this Wednesday. Nick Costos and you on Westwood One Sports. And with that, let's talk some sports. So last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs, losing bet for yours truly, as the Colorado Avalanche beat the piss out of the Minnesota Wild for the second consecutive game. Colorado wins 2-0, wins 5-2, and now has a 2-0 lead in the best of 7 series, despite Minnesota outshooting Colorado in the game. So I'm thinking about it this morning, So Colorado sweeps the Kings in the first round and is up 2-0 in this series on Minnesota. The Carolina Hurricanes swept the Ottawa Senators in round one and are up 2-0 in their second round series against the Philadelphia Flyers. So you have the betting favorite in the East, Carolina, 6-0 start to the postseason. And you have the betting favorite in the West, the Colorado Avalanche, a 6-0 start to the postseason. So I looked it up this morning. I was fascinated by this, right? How many times in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs have multiple teams started with 6-game winning streaks? Multiple. It hasn't happened since 1959 with the Montreal Canadiens and the St. Louis Blues, that two teams have both started 6-0. In this century, here are the teams and the years that a hockey team has started 6-0 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. 2003, the Anaheim Ducks. 2008, the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Ducks did it again in 2015. The Golden Knights did it in 2020. The Avalanche in 2021. My Rangers, just a couple years ago, in 2024. What do all those teams have in common? Teams this century that have begun the playoffs 6-0. None of them won the Stanley Cup. The Ducks lost Game 7 to the New Jersey Devils. That's the year that John Sebastian Jaguar won Conn Smythe on a losing team. The Ducks lost in the final. The Penguins in 08 famously lost to the Red Wings in the Stanley Cup final and then would come back and beat Detroit the next year in Game 7 in one of the best hockey games ever played, that Game 7, where Marc-Andre Fleury and company are turning aside a flurry of shots in the closing moments of Game 7 as Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang win their first Stanley Cup in Pittsburgh. The 2015 Ducks lost in the Western Conference final. The Knights lost in the Western Conference final. The Avs lost in the second round in 21, and my Rangers lost to the Panthers in the 24 Eastern Conference Final. The history that I believe will be made this year, the Colorado Avalanche are going to win the Cup. Colorado's the best team. And yes, do they have a couple goaltending concerns? And we touched on that yesterday with Dennis Bernstein. Yes, like Scott Wedgwood. It's not like when you close your eyes and think of great Stanley Cup goalies and you have your Sergei Bobrovskis, right, from recently, and recently your Andre Vasilevskis and your Patrick Waz and your Martin Brodeurs and your Dominic Hasek's. Scott Wedgwood is not that. Not yet, at least. Not even Jonathan Quick. Not even Corey Crawford, Antti Niemi, right, with the Blackhawks. When the Avs won the Stanley Cup in 22, Darcy Kemper was the goalie. Is anyone going to confuse Darcy Kemper with Patrick Waugh? The Avs are so good. I would actually, and I've been saying this for a while, right? That when it comes down to it, I think there's not going to be a lot of drama, sadly. And like, think about what I do for a living. We're sports fans, right? And I host a sports radio show. I love drama. Drama gives us more stuff to talk about. I think it's just going to be the Thunder and the Avs, like the two favorites, both in the Western Conference. And that's going to be it. And at this point right now, and look, Montreal or Buffalo, is it possible one of them could beat Carolina? Yeah. It looks like, and it's still a lot of time to go, Carolina's only up 2-0 on Philly. Things can change, right, in that series. It feels like it's going to be Colorado-Carolina, where both teams that started 6-0 will make the Stanley Cup final this year. That would be my best guess. I do think the Avs will buck this trend, and I'm curious how far the Avs can take this. Are they going to sweep Minnesota? Are they going to start 8-0? They are disgustingly good. And I would be stunned, shocked, amazed if the Avs did not win this year's Stanley Cup. So Major League Baseball now for you on this Wednesday morning. So we had, not like a full-on brawl, but we had what Mike Sorrentino would refer to as a situation last night in Detroit with the Red Sox and the Tigers. So Framber Valdez is starting pitcher for Detroit. He gives up back-to-back jacks, absolute moonshots to Contreras and Abreu, and in the fourth inning, and Detroit's up or trailing 10-2. So the Red Sox have an 8-run lead. Trevor Story steps up to the plate, and Framber Valdez drills him in the back. This kind of felt like to me for Yankee, I think, maybe if you're a baseball fan, you'll remember this, Yankee fans will of a certain age, when Armando Benitez drilled Tino Martinez in the late 90s after Benitez gave up a home run. And Graham Lloyd, the original saucy Aussie, came running out of the bullpen. He was like, 6'8" to kill Armando Benitez. And I remember my dad saying, Graham Lloyd might kill Benitez here. So this was clearly, and I'll get to why I know it's clearly, but if you watched it, you know. We've seen it before, right? Pitcher's getting tattooed. He's pissed. Gives up a couple bombs. What does he do? Takes it out on the next batter. Drills Trevor Story. So the Red Sox are furious when this happens, right? And the Red Sox start to empty the dugout. And now the Tigers have to come out, right? Because they're not going to like just leave Valdez there, no matter even if they know he's wrong. Tigers, man, and I do think this is kind of dripping in irony, given that A.J. Hinch is a cheater with what happened with the Astros. I do want to say that. But A.J. Hinch, after the game, not only did not come to the defense of Framber Valdez, but threw his pitcher under the bus. I will paraphrase A.J. Hinch's quote, and we looked for the sound. I don't know that it exists. I think it's just in print, so I will basically paraphrase for you what A.J. Hinch said. We run a certain type of club here and play a certain brand of baseball. Again, they're banging garbage cans in Houston. That's a story for another time. We play a certain brand of baseball that we can be proud of here. Basically saying this was not that. And generally, when you come out of the dugout in situations like this, you feel like you're on the right side of it. This didn't feel like that. So he's basically saying like Valdez hit him on purpose and that it's unacceptable and they broke an unwritten rule, right? Now, Valdez, of course, what's he going to say? Like, yeah, I did it on purpose. He says after the game, it was an accident. The ball slipped out of his hands. He doesn't think he should be suspended. Methinks he's going to get suspended. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be suspended for a month. But now you think about it, right, with the Tigers, where the vibes are a little low right now. So they lose the game. They're under 500, 18 and 19. Tarik Skubal, we told you yesterday, the reigning defending two-time American League Cy Young Award champion, Cy Young Award winner, is going to miss 2 to 3 months arthroscopic surgery to remove loose bodies in his elbow. Casey Mize is currently on the injured list. Justin Verlander, another Astros cheater, by the way, is currently on the injured list as well. And now Framber Valdez might get suspended. Things are not great right now. Pistons looking really good. Things not great right now. The vibes are not great in Detroit for the Tigers. I really wanted to then turn this into a White Sox thing, but the White Sox lost last night, unfortunately, so we can't do that, even if I am very excited about the Chicago White Sox and Murakami and the pitching staff, but they did lose last night to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of North America, of planet Earth, of the Milky Way galaxy. So instead of talking White Sox, here's a little bit on the red-hot, streaking Chicago Cubs, who win last night again in come-from-behind fashion, thanks to Michael Busch. They beat the Cincinnati Reds again. They have won 7 straight games and are now 24-12, one of the best records in baseball. The lineup is an embarrassment of riches. Nico Horner has been unbelievable this year for the Cubs. Suzuki is awesome for the Cubs. They have great young players in this lineup. They are an awesome, awesome, really fun team with a proven manager in Craig Counsell. Now, not having Horton, obviously, in the pitching staff hurts. Steele should be back. Is it possible that the Chicago Cubs are the biggest threat in the National League to the Los Angeles Dodgers? Is that possible? I think it is. So if you're a Chicago baseball fan right now, you absolutely have to be tickled pink because the White Sox are way better than expected. They're in the thick of it in the AL Central, even if you don't think they're going to win it. Been a really fun start. Murakami launching bombs seemingly every night. And the Cubs, not only in first place in the division, but having the look and feel of a team that could be one of the last teams standing come October. I wish I could say the same thing I said about Chicago baseball, about New York baseball. But sadly, for New York baseball fans, only one team living up to their end of the bargain. That's my team, the New York Yankees, who are now 15-2 in their last 17 games. The Mets may be on the upswing now. I am betting them today against the Colorado Rockies. Perhaps they can get it together. Joining us on the other side to talk some baseball and, of course, the NBA playoffs, friend of the show, the great Sal Licata, next on You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
NBA playoff TV ratings are the highest they've been in 33 years. Stanley Cup playoffs viewership is surging year over year. Now in the second round, we're breaking down the matchups that matter most to you.
This is Westwood One, baby!
Westwood One Sports.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, we believe a great car wash should leave your car seriously shiny. That's why we put it to the test in the Tidal Wave Shine Showdown, where 84% of people chose Tidal Wave as the shinier wash. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line car wash that leaves your car shining outside and fresh inside. Every car wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning sprays. Find a location near you at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.